So talked the two and walked to the fair house. And when they reached the stately buildings, they found Telemachus, the neatherd, and the swineherd carving much meat and mixing sparkling wine. Soon, in his room, the Sicilian servant bathed brave Laertes and anointed him with oil and round him wrapped a goodly cloak. And Athena, drawing nigh, filled out the limbs of the shepherd of the people and made him taller than before and larger to behold. Out of the bath he came, and his son wondered to see how like the immortal gods his bearing was. And speaking in winged words, he said, "Certainly, father, one of the everlasting gods has made your face and figure nobler to behold." Then, in his turn, said wise Laertes, "O father Zeus, Athena, and Apollo, would I were what I was when I took Naricus, the stately citadel of the mainland, leading my Cephallenians, and would that thus I yesterday had stood beside you in our hall, my armor on my shoulders, beating back the suitors. Then had I shook the knees of many in the hall, and you had felt your inmost heart grow warm." So they conversed together. Meanwhile, the others, after ceasing from their labor of laying out the meal, took seats in order on couches and on chairs. They all were laying hands upon their food, when in came aged Dolius and his sons, tired from their work. Their mother, the old Sicilian woman, had gone and called them, for she provided for them, and diligently tended the old man, now that old age was on him. When the men saw Odysseus and marked him in their minds, they stood still in the hall astonished. But Odysseus, kindly accosting them, spoke thus, "Old man, sit down to dinner, and lay aside surprise, for eager as we were to take our food, we waited long about the hall, ever expecting you." He spoke, and Dolius ran, both hands outstretched, and seizing Odysseus' hand, kissed it upon the wrist, and speaking in winged words, he said, "Dear master, because you have come home to us who sorely missed you and never thought to see you any more, but gods themselves have brought you, hail and rejoice. Gods grant you blessing. And tell me truly this, that I may know it well. Does heedful Penelope understand that you are here, or will we send her tidings?" Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Old man, she understands already. Why should you think of that?" So he spoke, and Dolius took his seat upon a polished bench. Likewise the sons of Dolius, gathering round renowned Odysseus, greeted him with their words and clasped his hands, and then sat down in order by Dolius their father. Thus were they busied with their dinner in the hall.